Hi, this is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee. It's 8:09 p.m. on the East Coast. My name is Bob Lederer, and I've been asked by...
Teresa Allen.
Hi, Teresa. I've been asked by...
Hello, this is Rosalinda.
Oh, hi, Rosalinda. I've been asked by the chair, Carolyn Burden, if I could... act as the chair for tonight's meeting because she's unable to be here. She has another commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would have been happy to do it, but I'm fighting off a sore throat. And so I asked Rosalinda Montes Palacios from KPFA if she'd be willing to be the pro tem chair tonight with, of course, the consent of the committee. And she said she would. So I guess I'd like to ask before going any further if... if there's any objection to Rosalinda chairing tonight's meeting.
This is Teresa.
Yeah,
on the call.
I think that... just a second. I'm sorry. If the next person needs to speak, I need to look at something here.
Who else wanted to speak? Was that Teresa?
I just wanted to know who is on the call. Do we have quorum?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Perhaps, actually, we should call the roll first. I understand. Terry, are you willing to serve as secretary pro tem tonight or two?
I'm willing to take notes.
Okay, to take notes. That's good enough. Thank you very much for that. So, Terry, why don't you go ahead and do you have the role there in front of you?
Yes, except I'm uncertain about the WPFW membership.
Okay. Is there anyone on the call right now from WPFW?
No.
I think I know who the members are. Carolyn informed me that the new members are Jane Gatewood and Carol Wolf, and also Ambrose Lane.
Okay.
Okay, so Terry, are you able now to call the roll?
Yes, I am. I'm doing this in station order rather than alphabetical order.
That's fine.
Rosalinda Palacios.
Present.
Henry Knorr is absent. LeBarn Williams.
Present.
Terry Goodman is present. Jack Van Aken.
Present.
Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Deb Shafto. I thought Deb Shafto was here.
She was just a moment ago.
Perhaps.
She might be muted.
Yeah, I'll give her another chance. Teresa Allen.
I'm here.
Sandra Rawline.
Present.
Oh. Carolyn Burden. Absent. Bob Lederer.
Here.
Serene Roberts.
Is here.
Jane Gatewood is absent. Ambrose Lane is absent. Carol Wolf is absent. Deb Shafto, are you there? Well, nonetheless, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 members who have responded. We have quorum.
Okay,
thanks.
This is LeVarne. Although we haven't done this in the past, but in case there's any question in the future, I'd like to excuse the absences of Carolyn Burden and also of Henry Knorr. I've sent this information to him. I'm not sure if he was on the initial distribution of the list on any of this, so if he was really aware of the meeting. So at this point, I'd like to excuse Henry Knorr's and Carolyn Burden's absences for this evening's meeting.
Okay, well, my recollection...
I have a question.
Sure, go ahead.
Did they ask to be excused? Did they submit something to say they need to be excused?
I just said what happened, Rosalinda. Of course, Carolyn, you've gotten Carolyn's communication, right?
A union meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one I did receive.
And I happened with Henry Knorr, right, that I don't believe he was on any of the initial communications, right? So if he wasn't aware of it, how could he ask to be excused? So I am asking to excuse him because of a failure to notify.
I thought we didn't have to excuse him.
We normally don't, but I'm just trying to cover for the future in case there's any question. I just want to make sure that...
Point of parliamentary inquiry?
Yes.
My understanding is that it's three consecutive absences. Is that, in fact, the case?
Okay, well, actually, I was just about to address this because I served on the governance committee last year and also this year, and we actually addressed this very question of what policy does Pacifica have about absences from committees? And the answer, after some research, was that, in fact, in 2004, the PNB adopted a motion that said three absences, and it did not say three. Hi, Deb. It did not say three unexcused absences. It said three absences from a committee, consecutive, I should say, would mean that the person be automatically removed. And when I believe I proposed it be amended to say three unexcused absences, the argument was made that this was a deliberate decision by the PNB 3 years, 2 years ago, to not allow committees to be to be weakened by having people, for whatever reason, no matter how valid it might be, to be missing a bunch of meetings. It, regardless of what we think of it, the bottom line is that the committee recommended that it not be changed, and the board ratified that it not be changed. So in effect now is the policy that it doesn't matter whether you're excused. There is no such thing as an excused absence on a committee as opposed to on the board.
That's what I thought. That's why I brought that up. Thank you.
So, you know, so I think we should just move on then. All right, so back to what I was saying about chairing tonight's meeting. Because of my sore throat, I wanted to ask if the committee would consent to Rosalinda Montes Palacios chairing. Is there any objection? Okay, hearing none, Rosalinda, it's all yours.
Thank you,
Rosalinda.
Okay, let's see. I think when I read the previous, the chair's last email, she mentioned starting off with the election protocol, establishing that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So do you have a formal process where you open for nominations, or do
point
you
of order?
Process? Go ahead, Bob.
Point of order. Actually, what we first need to do is set tonight's agenda, of which that can be the first item, but we have to see what other items there are.
Okay, let's open it up for agenda items then.
Do we have a tentative agenda?
No,
I
Carolyn's not able to put one together. So.
That was part of her email, that she was not not able to do that.
So I heard elections, officer elections.
Okay, so officer elections. I think it's for two positions, correct?
That's correct.
Right. For chair and secretary.
Chair and secretary.
Chair and secretary. Okay.
This is Lydia.
Lydia?
Yes, I think, I don't know if anybody has an update, but I'd like to hear an update on the election supervisor hire.
Okay.
I believe that someone has been interviewed, but I also believe that...
not for now. I'm just putting it on the agenda.
Oh, okay.
Does anyone have a third item?
This is Jack.
Yes, Jack?
I'd like to add an update from the technical advisor, Art Stasny, on the scanning software. That would be a short item.
Okay. Thank you.
Bob?
And do you have a fourth item, Bob?
Yes. A report from the working group on the list of issues for this committee.
Okay.
The what? Couldn't hear you.
I said a report from the working group on the list of issues from the different supervisors' reports, the issues that we want to consider.
Okay. Is there a fifth item for the agenda?
We need to reiterate or set the next meeting.
Okay, set the next meeting.
And I'm not sure if this is the same thing as what Bob just said, but his email mentioned prioritizing committee's work for the year.
Bob?
It might be the same thing.
Yeah, can I answer that?
Yes.
That would be kind of the next step after we give the report from the group, so I would consider that all kind of one related agenda item.
So you want an A and a B as
sure.
part of your report?
That's fine.
Okay. So we still have five items. Anyone else like to add anything to the agenda?
This is Jack. At the last meeting, I requested a report back on waivers at each station, and I believe the only person, well, the person that volunteers to report back that are on the call of Serene and myself, that there was also Jane Gatewood and Mary Berg.
I didn't understand that. Labor's report, you said?
Oh, waivers. Waivers.
I don't know if you kid or not.
Okay, can somebody help out? I didn't understand what he said. He said labor?
Waivers. Waivers.
Waivers. Now I got it. Okay, I couldn't hear him. I kept hearing an echo. Okay, waivers. Okay.
This is Terry. I believe at our last meeting, we postponed to this meeting the creation of a work group on the definition of staff, which is one of the issues that will come up under 4A. We wanted the new members to have the opportunity to participate in that committee.
Okay. Bob, do you want to have a 4C to your the report and have that discussion under that item?
Sure.
Okay, we'll make that a C. Is that okay with you, Terry?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Anyone else have an agenda item?
Henry Knorr.
Oh, hello,
welcome.
Henry.
Hi, sorry I'm late.
Okay. We were just going and establishing our agenda.
Rosalinda,
does anyone,
Bob?
Yes.
I just wanted to suggest an ending time, like a no later than ending time, especially
okay.
for us on the East Coast. I would recommend 10:30 Eastern.
Okay. Would somebody like to keep time? Okay, well, I guess we'll all have to be timekeepers.
Okay, I'll do it, but I want to know what times you're assigning to the different things and how long your speaking time is.
Okay. Well, let's look at the agenda. So far we have six items, and one item has A, B, and a C. It seems that the number one item should not take us very long to decide. That's the officer election protocol. Should we assign times for each of these items?
Yes.
I would say, why don't somebody tell me which time they think number one would take, the officer's election?
10 minutes.
Minutes, very good. Okay, number two, the update on the election report back, I think, no, update on election.
Elected supervisor hire.
I would say 5 minutes.
5 minutes, okay, yeah. Okay, and number three, update on the technology center.
I would say 3 minutes.
3 minutes, okay, very good. I think, okay, number four. How much time do we want to assign A, B, and C?
Well, the report back should just be I should read it out loud. So let's say 10 minutes for the report and then maybe half an hour for next steps.
Okay.
You know, that's the prioritizing piece.
Okay.
And then for the create the working group, Terry, what do you think? The working
I'd
group
say
on
10 minutes.
Okay.
Minutes, okay, and then
next meeting date, I'd guess 15.
15?
Yeah, we're gonna roll around a bunch of dates probably.
Okay. How about item six, the waivers?
I would suggest 7 minutes.
Okay.
I'd bump that to 12.
12. Okay. Okay, can somebody add that up? What do we have? 10, 20. That gives us about an hour and a half, I believe.
That's 80 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
This is Bob.
Yes, Bob?
I realize that that's not anywhere near the deadline I suggested earlier, but just in case things get extended, can I suggest we move the setting of the next meeting to maybe the second item after election of officers.
Okay. Okay.
This is Teresa. I have another question about the agenda. Do we have on there where we're talking about the hiring of the national election supervisor? Maybe we should designate somebody to get with the executive director and follow up on that, find out when that's due to happen?
I think that's a report back number two.
Okay, thank you.
Which is now three.
Thank you.
Okay, now three. Yes, okay. Okay. I'm correcting that on my... Okay, are we ready to go to item number one?
If there's no objection to the agenda.
No objection to the agenda?
This is LaVarne, just a quick point. Terry, is there any way that you have a little outline that you can shoot to the people here on the committee of the agenda? Or...
Yeah, I'll send you my notes thus far.
All right, that would be great. And then also Henry Knorr's email address, like I said, I'm not sure if he was.
Yeah, I'm here. You got it. It's Henry at Knorr.
I don't know whether he wants, because we're being streamed, I don't know whether you want to give it out on air.
I don't care.
Well, wait until everybody in the world has your email to spam. I don't know what you could possibly.
Well, it's been in a lot of places already.
Okay, well, just give it to him then if you're willing to do it.
Knorr.com?
Okay. Norr.com.
Got it. So I'll copy the committee group and you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. No further items for the agenda?
I'm sorry. This is Serene. Just one quick thing.
Yes?
I have a question about the listserv. So I don't know if we can call it member communications or something and just stick it on. It shouldn't take more than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't we do that when we're discussing our next meeting time?
Yeah, we can roll it into that. That's fine.
Add to meeting time. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Any more items? Do you want to vote on approving the agenda, or are there any...
I think it can be approved without objection.
Okay, let's move forward then. Thank you. Okay, let's go to item number one, officers' election, the protocol.
Can we just take nominations and see what happens?
If I recall, I think Carolyn in an email sent out a suggestion. I'm not sure if it was in her first one or her second email. Let me look in her first one, where she talked about a couple of issues. One was choosing how people wanted to vote. One was through the email. Another was through a secret ballot. And I believe she mentioned somebody named Van Aken was willing to volunteer to accept that. This may have been discussed in your previous meeting, which I was not at, so if somebody wants to go over those and we could decide how that's going to take place, how we're going to do that, actually.
Terry on staff?
Terry.
Yes. Jack Van Aken, as a member of the KPFK Elections Work Group, is fully competent to handle an officer election for this committee unless... He is a candidate for an office.
Okay. Very good. Okay.
Hello, this is Sandra. May I be on the stack?
Go ahead, Sandra.
I just have a question. I'm trying to determine mute and unmute so that if I have to tend to my grandson, I do not interrupt the rest of the meeting. It's star six, correct?
Yes. Star six.
Oh, star six? Wait.
Carolyn has it on her notes.
Yeah, that's
to unmute.
I see that on the notes, but usually when I do the star six, it says you are muted or you are unmuted, and this time it's not telling me, so I don't know if I am or not.
This is
are you sure it is
a
pound, pound one?
Line.
Are you
than
sure
the one that we've
pound,
been
pound
using
one?
For the PNB? This is a different set, a different line. It's a different
line. Well, according
line.
To her email, it says mute and unmute is star six.
Okay, try that.
Okay, I'll try it.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
It's either star six
not
or pound one.
Pound one? Let me try it.
It's either pound one or star six. It's not star six. We can't hear you. Are you talking?
We can't hear you.
Just mute
back
it.
On.
So you must have found it.
Okay.
Come back and tell us what you found. Do what you just did again, Sandra, and come back and tell
us what you used.
Okay, I did pound one, and I guess you couldn't hear me. So
okay, that was good. Pound one. Yeah, because this is the old. This is a different number. This is not the number we normally use to call in for PNB.
I'm sorry about that. Go ahead with the meeting, please.
I know. Right.
Okay. Okay, I can't find where she described that, so maybe if somebody else has her emails, they can explain that to me. But, okay, well, why don't we just open it up for nominations at this point?
Terry?
Let's open it up for the chair first.
This is
Terry,
Sandra in Houston.
Sandra,
yeah.
you're on the list. Anybody else want to be on the?
Bob.
Who's on the list?
Terry, Sandra, and Bob. Anyone else? Okay, Terry, go ahead.
Yeah, I nominate Carolyn Burden.
Okay, she's not on the line. Have you spoken with her? Do you know if she's accepted?
No.
Okay. Let's see. What should we do? Can you get back to us, email to us, I would say, by early next week, whether or not she's accepted the nomination? Or does somebody want me to let her know she was nominated and let her respond to us?
Yeah, this is Serena, I see.
Yes.
I think we should be able to make nominations here and maybe until about Thursday or so, just make sure everyone has word.
Okay.
And then, you know, try to wrap this up so that before our next meeting, we have the results of who the chair is and who the secretary is. We can move forward with people in place by the next meeting.
Okay. I'll accept that.
So we should set some
dates.
Thank
you. Okay. Thank you. Sandra?
Yes, I would like to nominate Terry Goodman for chair of this committee if he's willing to do so.
Terry Goodman. Okay. Terry, do you accept?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Bob?
I nominate Rosalinda Montes Palacio.
Thank you. I'll accept.
Do you accept?
Accept. Then we had Zareen. Did you want to speak again?
No, I just wanted to decide on dates. I don't have any nominations so far.
That's fine. Are there any other nominations for chair? Going once?
No, but could you repeat the list again?
Yes. Carolyn Burden,
mm-hmm.
Terry Goodman, and Rosalinda Montes Palacios.
Okay, thank you.
Going twice. Any more nominations for chair? Okay, we'll close nominations for chair. Now, nominations are open for secretary. I'll start a list. Okay.
It's your list.
Would anybody like to volunteer to be the secretary?
No, I have a question, though. I actually wanted to nominate Terry for secretary.
That's up to Terry. Terry, would you accept?
No, I don't think I can do it. But I will continue with note-taking.
Multitasking, Terry. Multitasking.
This is LaVarn.
LaVarn, go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Jack Van Aken.
Jack, accept?
I'll accept.
Oh, thank you. Okay, are there any other nominations for secretary?
This is Sandra.
I'd like
to nominate Carolyn Burden for secretary.
Okay, and we'll have to notify her to see whether or not she wants to accept the nomination. Okay, any other nominations for secretary? Going once, twice.
Teresa Allen.
Teresa.
We
are currently accepting nominations for secretary. Would you like, are you coming on to nominate someone?
Well, who's been nominated for chair, may I ask?
Carolyn, Terry, and Rosalinda.
Carolyn Burden, Terry Goodman, and Rosalinda Montes Palacios.
Okay. And who's been nominated for secretary?
Jack Van Aken and Carolyn Burden.
Okay. I don't have any additional nominations.
Okay. We're going to close nominations for secretary, and we'll get in touch with Carolyn. Okay. So, protocol. How do we want to hold these elections?
May I say something?
Who's this?
This is Teresa.
Teresa, okay.
I did talk with Carolyn Burden. She did express a willingness to serve as secretary. So I'm assuming whoever nominated her had gotten that kind of
that kind of an understanding.
In that case, I'll withdraw, since I might handle the election anyway. That would be a conflict.
Is this Jack?
Oh, yeah, this is Jack. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Please say your name, because being new, I don't know your voices yet. So, Jack, you want to withhold your name then for secretary position?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, since Carolyn is not on the line, to let us know, yes or no, I'm thinking maybe we should go ahead and have the election with her name on it, a ballot with her name on it. Do we want to have a election via email, or do we want a secret ballot by envelope as well, or either or?
This is Bob.
Bob?
Yeah, what most committees have done, I mean, the bylaws guarantees everyone the right to a secret ballot, so I think we have no choice but to offer that option. But for those people who don't mind their preferences being known to the ballot counters, we could, you know, it's certainly more convenient if they choose to vote by email. So I think we should just offer both options.
Okay. Next question. Who will send out the ballot? Would that be Terry?
Yeah, I can do that.
Or should we put it on the email and then they could download the ballot and then just mail that in, right?
It's pretty much the same thing.
Okay, good. Okay, so okay. The ballots will be sent to Jack. Is that right?
No.
This
is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, I mean, I don't mind if Terry sends it out, but if we're offering the option of also return by email, which, again, if you don't need the confidentiality, I think that it's one of the best ways to go, because there's a reason it's called snail mail, especially lately. But nevertheless, it just needs to be clear that the email would be going to Jack, unless we have not formally agreed that Jack would be the person counting. But we discussed it, but I don't know if we agreed to it. I strongly recommend it.
Let me ask Jack. Jack, would you be agree to accept these emails for the balloting?
Yeah, I'll agree to accept either or both, email or snail mail.
Okay. So are you going to send us your address in case somebody opts to send that in to you by email, snail mail? You'll send us your address?
Yes.
Okay. The other thing is, Zarina, I'll go ahead.
Thanks. I wanted to...
Jane Gatewood.
Hey, Jane. I wanted to do two things. One is to ask that Terry, who's going to be sending out the email, of course, include the instructions with the double Y envelope for those people who do want to use snail mail and the mailing address to which it's going for people who want to return it that way, as well as ensuring that there is another member of the local station board present with Jack when he does the snail mail if it comes to that, but obviously not for the email, which he can access anytime he turns on his computer.
Lydia, since you're with Jack, would you be willing to do that?
Sure.
Okay. I think that's Carolyn spelled that out in one of her emails, so I would agree with that. Also, do we want to set a deadline as to when these should be in to Jack?
Yeah.
Do we want to do 1 week, 2 week, 3 week turnaround? If somebody has a calendar?
I have a calendar.
This is Lamont. Okay. I think we usually do it just about 10 days. I mean,
10 days? Okay, yeah, so today is the 24th. That'll be one.
Today's the 25th.
Oh, 25, yeah.
Is there any way we can say that it has to be, like, received by Wednesday, the 4th of April?
Yeah, that's and then in there, we would request that a follow-up, a reminder, like a couple of days before in terms of how many ballots have been sent.
Okay. Carrie, will you be willing to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
So, deadline for ballots?
Wednesday, the 4th.
Received by.
I think Jack is in the position to send the reminder. because he's receiving
okay.
the ballots.
Yeah, okay. I can do that.
Okay, so around the second check?
The deadline is the 4th?
The 4th.
Okay.
And may I, this is Teresa, may I ask that when you if someone votes by email that you can acknowledge that you received it?
Oh, good.
Okay.
Okay. Are we 10 minutes on this item already?
No. This is Bob.
Okay, Bob.
Point of information.
Yeah.
Terry, how soon do you think you could prepare the ballot?
I should have them out tomorrow.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Very good.
Thanks.
And
okay.
can I just make, this is Serene?
Yes, Serene?
Just briefly for Jack. Maybe you can just update the list every 2-3 days about all ballots received.
Okay, fine. Update every 2-3 days.
Yeah. Very good. Okay, thank you. Any other thing we might have forgotten about? No? Are we ready to move on to our next agenda item?
Ready.
Okay, we're ready. Let's go to item number 2. I think this would be you, Bob?
No, that would be the setting of the next meeting.
Oh, that's right, of the next meeting. Okay, we have our calendars. Did Carolyn recommend a date in her email?
Yes, she recommended the third. Wait a minute. Maybe someone else has
third
candy.
Sunday.
Third Sunday? That's the 15th?
Mm. Well, okay, yes.
She noted that it would be the 25th and just, right? Isn't that right, the 25th?
No, no. It's April 25th
15th.
No, the third Sunday is the 15th.
Yes.
Because there are 5 Sundays in April.
That's
okay.
Next day.
So is that okay with everyone else?
This is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
I'm not particularly happy with Sunday meetings, so
okay.
I know we've been doing Sunday meetings for a while, but I'd be interested in hearing if other folks are willing to try to find a night during the week that doesn't conflict, you know, with existing committees. There are some.
I'll second that. This is Lydia.
Okay, well, I'll let you know that on Wednesdays I cannot meet. I teach on Wednesday evening, so that I don't get off campus till about 9 o'clock. So Wednesdays are out for me.
This is Teresa.
Teresa?
I would like to stay with Sundays, not that I like them, but because I'm also on the National Programming Committee and the Program Council of our local station board, as well as affiliates and archives, Sunday happens to be a good date. Because it is not filled. And looking at KPFTX, some of those other days are, almost all of the other meetings are on weekdays.
Okay. And I haven't looked at the schedule for the national committees or, I don't know, other stations, local committees. So if anybody wants to weigh in, let us hear from you.
This is Jack.
Okay, Jack.
I would second Teresa's comment that Sundays tend not to conflict with all of the other committee meetings.
Okay.
For me.
It appears that finance and governance are meeting on Thursdays. Affiliates meet on the third Thursdays. Technology and personnel seem to be meeting on Wednesdays, but I'm not sure about personnel permanently. Archives and programmings are on fourth Mondays and fourth, I don't know where programming is going to end up right, but right now it's on a Tuesday.
Okay. This is
well,
Lydia. It's on a Tuesday, but it's been third Mondays. And I'd like to speak after Lydia, sorry.
Okay, Lydia?
Yes, what I was going to say was, yes, that's true. The other committees do meet during the week, but they don't meet every week.
Okay.
So there are some weeks where... where there are plenty of holes here. As I look at the last month's schedule, or this month's in March, several days in, like 4 days in the first week of March, there were 1, 2, 3 weekdays in the second week. Oh, no, I guess it's the third week. And then, it depends on how you look at it. But anyway, and then, of course, there were 2 more days for... last week, and the fullest week is this last week in March. So, but they don't meet weekly. I mean, most of those committees meet once a month on those specific days.
Uh-huh.
So, I would still contend that we can find someday. I don't see too many on Tuesday.
Exactly.
Or Monday. Anyway.
Okay. So how does Monday sound for folks?
First Monday of the month, I have meetings here in Houston.
Okay. How about the second Monday of the month?
I can't do second Monday.
Third Monday of the month.
Third Monday is probably going to be used for programming, but what about fourth Monday?
Okay, the fourth Monday.
This is Sandra. I would be inclined to go with the fourth Monday because Sundays are going to be very difficult for me.
Okay. So any objections to the fourth Monday?
Sandra, I think, isn't fourth Monday when we have MSRC scheduled?
I believe you're right about that, darn it. Okay, let's see if we can all clone ourselves.
How about Tuesday?
But who is on, what did you say the fourth Monday was?
At KPFT.
KPFT has a local management selection and review committee meetings on the fourth Monday.
And are you, several of you involved in that?
Yep.
All of us.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I forgot about that.
Okay. Tuesdays I tend to prepare for my class on Wednesday, so that, yeah. How about a Thursday?
I'm sorry, what happened to the discussion of Tuesday? I missed.
I prepare my class Tuesday night for Wednesday.
Okay.
So that's pretty busy for me, those two days.
On Thursday, it looks like it's the second week. It would be the only one that's open. Thursday is a busy is busy for other committees, finance, affiliates, finance, and governance.
Okay, how's the second Thursday of the month then? Are there any objections?
Which
Thursday? Third Thursday?
Second.
Second Thursday.
That would be the Thursday the 12th if you're looking at an April calendar.
That works for us, I think, doesn't it?
This is Jane. The only conflict I would have is finance. Finance really floats around. We do often meet on Thursdays, but it's not a fixed day of the week. Sometimes we're meeting as often as once a week as we approach budget. But that, I think, Sunday evenings have been working acceptably for me. I don't, you know, it's not starting until 8 o'clock on the East Coast, which is not really that bad, not cutting into my weekend. But I can certainly understand the desire to get away from Sunday meeting. So,
okay. So we asked about the second Thursday of the month.
Can you hold that thought a minute? And I'm going to check my calendar.
This is Laverne. Yeah,
the finance
is always the third Thursday, and as Jane said, we do have meetings. But in fact, we're having a meeting on a Monday instead of a Thursday. So it just depends on what's available. But our fixed meeting is the third Thursday. It's always the third Thursday of the month.
Second Thursday.
We're talking about the second Thursday.
Second Thursday is third Thursday is affiliates.
Oh, but it's also finance.
Well, I thought affiliates, governance used to be third Thursdays until finance sort of nosed in there. Affiliates had been meeting, I thought, on Tuesdays, but this month, in April, they're meeting the second Thursday.
No,
so if we could grit our teeth and meet on...
Excuse me.
Okay.
Affiliates.
I'm sorry.
You know, this is LaForne.
Who's trying to interrupt while I'm trying to speak?
Point of order.
Zareen, did you finish?
No, I would like to finish.
Finish?
Thanks.
Okay.
So I know apparently there was some conflict with the affiliates committee for this month. So I would actually propose that we set the next meeting for the 15th of April, which is a Sunday, as much as I hate them, and actively work on finding out what the new, because each committee itself is really new, although it's continuing because new members are on, so the dates may be changing. figure out what restate we can find that doesn't conflict with other committees.
Well,
because I really need a weekend.
Well, okay, right now it looks like the second, I haven't heard any, oh, I'm sorry,
yes.
This is Lydia.
Yes, go ahead, Lydia.
LaVarne.
LaVarne had a point before.
Oh,
yeah, the point was, it was similar to what Serena said, is that we should fix the next meeting, and then in the meantime we should send out days or options in terms of meeting days, and then on the 15th we can fix that time, because at this time we're just kind of like going all over the calendar.
Yes, this is Teresa.
But I thought what I heard the conflict was for the third Thursday, not so much the second Thursday.
This is Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
I just checked the kpftx.org calendar, and in fact, with the exception of April, every other month this year is marked for the Affiliates Committee on the second Thursday.
Okay.
So I would support Serene's suggestion that we just, you know, do one meeting tonight and then research more fully what's going on.
So the next meeting will be April 15th. You want to do the same time? 8 Eastern? Hey, is it 8 Eastern?
I'm sorry, can I change my own suggestion? Affiliates is meeting on the 10th, not the 12th in April. Is that correct?
That's what the calendar says, yeah.
Okay, so why don't we meet on the 12th?
Okay, I like that recommendation. Okay, so is there anybody opposed to the second Thursday in April, which is the 12th?
I am.
And who's this?
That is Teresa. I don't know if any of you will be at NFCB. The reason why we scheduled Affiliates for the 10th rather than the 12th was because of the NFCB, but also because I like to have an occasional Thursday for another function. But if we can't work around it, then I guess I can say yeah. But
okay, let me ask, is anybody going to be attending the NFCB on this group? Okay, given that no one will be attending the NFCB.
But this is Lydia. Is there anyone that can't eat? There are several of us, I think, that do not want to meet on Sunday for various reasons. But is there anyone who can't meet on Sunday the 15th until we can work this out by email?
I will not be.
Can I tell you what my concern is? I'm sorry. Who's that?
Go ahead, Zareen.
I think that although taxes this year aren't due until the 17th, which is Tuesday, that a lot of people, however good their intentions, are going to be in a bit of a panic on the 15th, on Sunday, trying to find documents. And I want us to set a meeting for a time when we'll have quorum. And I think this Thursday night, certainly at least this month, we're much more likely to make quorum than running as, you know, as close up against the deadline as we can.
That's a good
point. That's true. Actually, that's why we had that discussion for the PMB as well.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to remind you we're way over time on this item.
Okay. Can we agree on the Thursday, the 12th, for the next meeting?
What was the date? Thursday what?
The 12th.
April 12th.
April 12th. Hearing no objections.
Okay.
We'll set the time. Okay, what time do we want to meet? Do we want the same time, or do we want later? I think later, 5:30 for Pacific time for me would be best.
But for East Coast, it starts getting late.
Yeah, but for working people on the West Coast, we also don't want people, you know, let's assume most people leave work at 5, assuming you West Coast people actually work.
Oh, that's true. Forgot it. It's a weekday. I don't get home till then anyway.
You don't get home till what?
Till about 5:30.
Yes. Do we want to set the time at 5:30 Pacific time?
Sure.
Yes? Okay. And what will that be Eastern?
8:30.
Okay. Is that fine with... Okay. 5:30, 8:30, April 12th. Okay.
I,
This is Teresa. I'm again expressing a little bit of dissatisfaction here because I did state that that's really, I don't want to get into half of Thursday, but
okay.
Do what you want.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, item number three. I think, was this the state on the election?
Well, I'm sorry, Rosalinda?
Supervisor? Yes.
There was another item that had been added to item number two, which was Serene's point about member communication.
Okay.
That was going to be folded in.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I changed all the numbers, and then I got myself confused on my agenda. Okay. Serene, you want to...
I noticed that on the listserv that I looked at it maybe a couple of weeks ago, there were a number of people who had moderator settings. I think maybe as many as four, including people who were never actually discussed as being moderators. But so there shouldn't be any, since there's so many people with the ability to add people to the list, there should be no delay in making sure that every member gets added to the list. Another concern I have is about the ability of people to post files to the listserv. I remember at one point the chair had sort of reserved the ability to do that to herself. And it is a listserv for use by the full committee, so that the ability to utilize all of the functions, except for those that Yahoo itself reserves only for moderators, should be available to everyone. So I'd like us to agree to sort of, you know, be democratic, if we can use that word, small d, in the use of the listserv, and make sure that everyone who is currently on the committee has full use of all the functions. Also, it would be helpful if on the home page of the listserv, and I'll be happy to send someone a sample of what it could look like tomorrow, we actually have the names of each committee member arranged by area, so it's immediately clear to everyone, you know, who's where.
Okay.
I don't know if I need to make that a motion, but if I do need to make it, I please consider it made.
Well, I personally have not visited the site you're talking about because I get my information sent directly to me through my Gmail. So is there another site to get the minutes and agendas for this committee?
Well, usually when they're sent, at this point Yahoo does accept attachments, or at least it lets the attachments flow through, although the listserv itself won't retain it. If you wanted to be able to go back and look, for example, at all the local elections reports or local national election supervisors reports, they've all been posted over the past several years in the files section of the Yahoo group. That's useful for people who have a Yahoo ID. You can actually utilize the archive so much more. All you'll get now, if you just join the committee, is the new mail. If you have a Yahoo ID, you know, which you can set up for free, then you can, I don't have any shares in Yahoo, I'm just saying how the system works, you can access the history, and I think that's important.
This is Lydia.
Lydia?
And Terry,
yes, are things, however, sent to us directly rather than just having them posted to the site?
Current things are generally sent directly, yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay,
because
good.
I think that given how much we have from all the committees and everything, that's the most likely for us to be sure that we get them and read them. Then.
Okay.
That extra step sometimes is...
Right. No, it's not in setup.
Break us. Okay, thank you.
Okay, fine. I heard somebody else, but I didn't hear your name.
That was Terry.
Terry? Okay, Terry?
Yes. Last year we were trying to migrate from the Yahoo group to a Google group because our Google group allows is publicly readable, and that improves the transparency of this committee, which is important in elections.
Oh, good. I like that. Okay.
I've gone ahead and invited Henry to that group because I'm one of three people that still have manager privileges on that. The committee's former secretary, Mary Berg, is the primary manager still.
and everyone has the everyone in the group has the ability to post to the files area, but no one has yet moved the files from the Yahoo group to the Google group, and there are a couple files in the Yahoo files area that are still committee confidential. But I'd like to see everything, all the files that can, moved over to the Google group and the committee to start using that instead of Yahoo.
Is that a motion?
Actually, the committee already passed the motions on that.
Okay.
So I don't want to risk interfering with prior motions,
which I don't have to discuss.
Can I offer what I think is a point of clarification?
Go ahead.
The Yahoo group is not, the intent in setting up the Google group was not to get rid of the Yahoo group. They each serve different purposes. While many of the posts can be sent to both groups, for example, the agenda and information containing the call, the call-in number and the code, obviously isn't sent to the public group. So one doesn't replace the other. And my suggestion was not that we would then post things only to the files and not, you know, through the list to flow into people's individual email accounts, but rather that there are things which are currently in the files that members may be interested in reviewing and or things they may be interested in contributing to the discussion by posting them to the file section where it's there permanently, whether or not your individual email box starts bouncing things because you've got too much email. So it's not an either-or situation, but every member should be able to post to the file section. It shouldn't be restricted to people who have been given special privilege.
This is Jane. I have a question.
Go ahead, Jane.
I was just wondering if we were to migrate strictly to the Google group, what would happen to the history of all the previous postings? Because there would be an interest in some people in seeing that history.
I don't know that, so if somebody could answer that question.
Well, Terry can answer.
Go ahead, Terry.
But I think Serena's right that we have intended and should keep both groups. And
okay.
So the question is really moot. If we totally abandon the Yahoo group, then nobody will have access to the history there.
Okay.
Currently, the messages in the message archive of that group were contributed by members of the committee without knowing that they would be public, so we can't actually move them all over to the publicly readable group.
I see. Okay. Okay, so we'll keep both Google and Yahoo?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we ready to move on?
Yeah, I'm. As we speak, I'm seeing if I have rights to add Henry to the Yahoo group.
Okay. And since Mary Berg is the moderator, will you get in touch with her to add Henry?
I'm not sure that Mary is moderator of the Yahoo group. It might still be Carolyn. But
Mary's
one of about four
moderators there.
Okay, got it. Okay. Anything else, Terry?
No.
No? Okay. Let's move on to item number 3. Are we at Lydia's update on election supervisor hire?
Oh.
No.
Yes, we are.
Lydia? Okay. Is anybody else?
This is Teresa. Can we have someone, perhaps Terry could contact the executive director and ask him to report on whether we have any, submissions, applicants for the National Election Supervisor position?
Terry, can you do that?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Point of information?
Yes, Doreen.
I don't have a problem with any particular person doing it. I'm just wondering what's the basis for deciding that it would be Terry.
I thought Teresa asked Terry to do that.
Right, but that's Teresa's suggestion. I'm just wondering what is the criteria for deciding who would do that.
Well, I didn't think you'd... Well, I'm trying to think, would Carolyn Burden want to do it? Who would I want to get a report from? And I thought, Harry Goodman.
Okay, is this to call Greg Gumma and ask him what the update is on the election supervisor hire?
Yes,
it makes more sense.
We might ask the director to do that.
Yeah, it makes more sense.
Okay, maybe Sandra Rawline would do it?
I'll be happy to.
This is Bob.
Bob, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I stepped away for a minute. Did anyone report on what Greg announced at NBC
Lydia.
On Friday night?
Lydia, okay.
Hi, sorry, I got disconnected somehow.
Yes, well, we've been trying to ask you, it's your turn to do the update on the election supervisor hire. And
yes.
Bob just asked a question.
Oh, okay.
Maybe later.
Bob, you want to ask your question again? Bob, you want to ask
your
question
again?
No, I
was asking.
On the line when you asked your question.
Okay.
I just asked, because I stepped away for a minute, did anyone pass along what Greg Gumma announced at the PNB meeting on Friday?
No. No one did.
We're at that point right now, so why don't we get that done?
Okay.
You want to report, Bob?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, before I make a mistake here, can the directors on this call remind me, that was in public session, wasn't it, or was it an executive session?
I believe so.
Okay. Well, my recollection, again, correct me if I'm wrong, is that he said he has he's narrowed it to two finalists, and which he either has interviewed or will interview momentarily and expects to make the decision by the end of this week.
That's what I understood, but I thought he said that he had interviewed one and was going to interview the other.
That could be, yeah. I don't remember exactly, but I remember the part about by the end of next week the person should be in place, or the person should be selected. I don't know if they'll start next week.
Serene, for the staff.
And
Lydia.
Lamar.
Okay. Actually, why don't the directors go first, and you may answer my question in the process.
I think we'll let it go to Lydia, since she's the one that should be reporting on this. Lydia, did you have anything you wanted to report on?
Yeah, well, the only thing I was going to say is just for in the future that the posting was very, first of all, difficult, I know, for me to get to, because when I received the notice, it took me, seemed every time I tried to link to the site, the site was under maintenance. I know this is an ongoing situation, but it's also, we have so many sites, and so when we post things, I don't know how the general public would know to go to, how they would even get there. It was kind of a convoluted process. But beyond that, and members of this committee can answer this, is I had, the job is posted for, I believe it's $25 an hour up to a maximum of $3,000. I thought it was slightly more that we paid last time, because that was our motion that we passed at the PMB, is that it should be the same as last year's. But does anybody remember?
LaVar, do you remember?
I'm sorry. I was not really paying close attention.
The salary for the election supervisor, the current posting is $25 an hour. For a maximum of $3,000, I thought that last year was a little bit more. Do you remember?
What I recall is that we had stated that it should be the same as last year. So
no, I know that, but what was last year is my question. Maybe this committee
would
remembers.
We'd have to go in and look at it. I can look at my notes. I'll look at the notes, and I'll find what I have, and I'll get that later.
Okay, so so that was my question, and just that in next year and future postings, if we can either post it on all of these many Pacifica sites that we have, and perhaps on the first, on the home page, rather than having to link throughout, because unless someone's told you about the job, you wouldn't know.
Where was it? Which one of the listservs was, what sites was it on?
It was,